Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed answers of God. Blessing and all, glory and power to the Lamb. I So often we are taught that God only reveals to us what we absolutely have to know right before we need to know it. But that's not the truth of Scripture. James chapter 1, verse 5 proves that. Your God gives the wisdom generously. Not only is the wisdom of God given to you generously if you ask, but it will also have his incredible attributes. And James chapter 3, verse 17 says, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. So the wisdom of God will do incredible things for your life. With it comes the very nature of God. And James chapter 3, verse 17 could just as easily have said that God is pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. So when you receive the wisdom of God bestows upon you, you are receiving many of the attributes of God himself. The wisdom of God is unlike any other way of thinking you'll find. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 to 20 says, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in his age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of the world is folly with God, for it is written, he catches the wise in the craftiness, and again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, and they are futile. Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 10, verses 39, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So the path he is guiding you to is the way of the way out of stress that worldly ambition and success will assuredly cause. He's guiding you to a life of abundant peace. When you forego the wisdom of the world for his, you will undoubtedly appear more foolish to some, but you will have found a way of living free from the burdens of the world. God's wisdom leads you to the life truly hidden with Christ, lost in the sea of his love and mercy. Ask God for his wisdom today. Read his word. With the guidance of the Spirit, God is waiting, patiently to reveal everything you have the desire to seek out. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 says, it is glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out. So ask him for wisdom today and live the abundant life God has planned for you. Firstly, meditate on the amazing qualities of God's wisdom. Let meditation stir up within you a desire to think like God. Where in your life do you need God's wisdom? Maybe you need to know how to see yourself. Maybe you have a situation in which you could really use some guidance. Think about the areas in life in which you need God's help. Ask God for his wisdom. Have faith in response to his word that he gives wisdom generously, and receive and implement anything he shows you. The wisdom of God won't do much for you if you don't choose to implement God's thinking over the world. If you continuously work for the favor of man and worldly success in the light of what you knew to be God's truth, you will continue to experience the consequences of a life lived foolishly. God's word must be implemented to produce fruit. You have to choose to live in the light of your position in Christ for a transcendent peace to become the norm in your life. God gives wisdom to you freely when you ask. The question before you today are simply whether or not you will choose to trust God and implement in him. Amen. Well, this brings us down to the question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and not knowing where to go in life, which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life, and maybe you need some? Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from something much more or worse, as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the issues may be, you see, the Lord can take them away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay? And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key, okay? So right now the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and all the angels in heaven, okay, and all the people in heaven, okay, are rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, okay. Amen. Okay, well, we have Johnny Longfeather calling in. Let's take him. Let's call. Okay, that wasn't Johnny Longfeather. Okay, if it was Johnny Longfeather, I don't appreciate that. Okay, 111.
Ken, hello.
Yeah, well, that was your number just a minute ago.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Because I'm right here.
I know. I can see that.
Must be some technical difficulty.
Somebody threw your number.
Well, that could be. There's a bunch of apps out there where you can just change your phone number to anything. People use tools like that to harass Joe Gibson.
So how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay. I was just listening to your sermon. There's some guy named Turd who's in your chat room, and he says it's from first15.org. Is that the site you use?
That's one of the sites we use.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a godly message.
Yes. I mean, like I said, okay, it's not who writes it. Okay, it's the message is being sent out. Okay.
Yeah. And it mentions the book of James often, and that's one I'm not really familiar with. What would you say is the general theme of the book of James? You know,
well,
more than
Jesus,
I do.
Or Jesus. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a first-hand account.
Well, if anybody knows Jesus, you think it would be his brother.
Yep.
So what did happen to him? We know what happened to Jesus, but what about James?
Well, I believe he was killed too, okay, along with all the rest of the disciples.
Holy crap! Well, I bet Mary was crushed. to lose two of her own kids.
Okay. Well.
Oh, and Keith, here's another thing. I tuned in earlier, and you played a song that was full of something about butt fuck and go on, go down
yeah,
on your mama.
That was Bishop Don Cornelius.
How did
Cornelius.
That happen?
Bishop Don Cornelius asked me to play a song for him, okay? And this will be the last time I ever do that again.
Oh, Ken. Are you sure you played the right version?
Yes, I played the right version by the singer he requested. Okay.
Well, Bishop Elias is a very he's a bishop. He's a very godly man. I can't imagine he would intentionally send you a song that would have eat out his head and stuff like that. I think your sister likes me, it says. Fingering is being mentioned. Grandpa's balls
yep.
are tickled.
Yep, yeah. And Fister, and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, not
yeah.
that. Oh. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Was that the only request you took? I missed the other.
Yeah, that was the only request I took.
Oh. Well, I really think it was a mistake. It was an honest mistake. To excuse Don. We got to remember the past is the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Ken, do you have any other calls on hold? Hopefully the phone will be
able to. Yes, I do.
Double.
I have a 111 caller. Okay, I'll take
well,
it.
I hope it's the real. Got technical difficulties here.
Kenny!
Whoa, Don!
Kenny!
Yeah.
Well, you didn't play the right song, man. You played the Koss off a remix. You didn't play the God
I played
version.
The song you told me to play by who you told me to play.
But it was the wrong version, Kenny. You played the Doug version. That's the real explicit, man.
That wasn't explicit. That didn't have explicit written next to it.
Kenneth, that was clearly explicit. They were talking about butt fucking, man. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you're into. But you know, I mean, the godly version is the one I wanted played. Not the Kossoff family tree version.
This lyric here it says, "I'll." Handy, reach around and give him a handy. That's a reference
yeah.
to a hand job. That's a hand job reference, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
That's what handy means.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Well, Kenny, listen, we just had a miscommunication, brother. I apologize. I'll take the blame. I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Okay.
I mean, last time I gave you the Stevie Wonder track, you played that, and it was fire. Listen, I'll be more specific next time, brother. It's my fault. Amen.
Amen.
So how are you doing, Kenny? Is your week off to a good start, brother?
Yeah, so far.
Amen. Amen. How are you doing, Johnny? You good, brother?
Well, I'm doing fine. There was some problem with the phone where the lines got crossed or something. I think Dickie Hopper
yeah.
called in.
I heard
and then
that.
I called in.
I heard
and
that.
That's also weird. When you picked up you, he said 111, and you're not a person who calls on 111, so there's got to be something funny going on with the phone.
Oh, I called on 111 tonight because I was afraid maybe Joe Gibson would try to hack in and get my phone number, and I don't want to deal with that. So.
Oh, yeah. He has the ability to see the call screen. And then he just takes everybody's phone numbers and IP addresses, and then he hacks their house and hacks their internet and
does
all kinds of stuff.
He can't see my call screen.
Well, he claims he can.
He does claim that, Kenny. He
claims whatever he wants to claim.
Tenet, you know my number. You know my number, brother. You know, I mean, so I would call. I just listen. You know, I'm just trying to look out for myself. I don't want any tomfoolery from that guy. He's crazy. The man is crazy. He's delusional. He's very crazy. So I just erred on the side of caution with the 111, Kenny.
Yeah. You know that Gibson is going through some family drama right now?
Say that again?
Did you know that Gibson is going through some family drama right now involving his kids?
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure if that was his kids or what, you know, because he didn't say that on his show.
Yeah.
Oh. Kenny?
So, yeah, it's two kids and 10-year-old and a 4-year-old, and apparently the mother took the kids and disappeared. Now she's living in a shelter. It's not Haven for Hope. It's something in North Carolina.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's supposedly a house. Okay. Okay. That was made into a shelter or something. I don't know. Okay.
The weird thing is he doesn't seem to care. There's two kids. One is 10, and the other one is like 4 or 5 years old. And he doesn't really seem to care about the younger one. He only seems to care about the older one, which is very odd to me. Did you notice that, Johnny?
Well, he's talking about the 10-year-old. Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure about that. Okay.
I mean, to be fair, one of them, the younger one does have a problem with defecating on the floor and people slipping in it and whatnot. So I guess that would make you number two in the rating in the son ratings. But I mean, he's still a son though.
People say that parents don't have favorites, but I don't think that's true. Because if I had a kid who climbed in the dryer and then pooped in the dryer.
It pinched off a load
and then got out of the dryer, and you didn't know the poop was in there, and you put a load
got
of
it all over
to dry.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I mean, that would make that kid be my number two, no pun intended.
It would definitely
favorite.
Be number two, brother. Sorry, Kenny, that's a little defecation humor, brother.
Yeah, when we say number two, that's a reference to feces. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah,
Kenneth. Number two is pooping, like going and doing like a number, like a poop, pitching off a loaf or whatever. And then number one is a peeing, like if you like you pee, you like urination.
Urination.
No.
Yeah, it's urine.
Yeah. That's Ken Hopper. That's Ken Hopper's line.
His line.
What?
That's Ken Hopper's pickup line. You going number one or number two?
Lord have mercy. Does he actually pick up women with that line?
Or men?
So does Tony Gaga, evidently.
Oh. He used that line, too?
Yeah, he uses it, too.
I thought he just said, do you like what you see, or something like that, or do I look good to you, or whatever, with his turtleneck or whatever.
Do you mind if I hit your shige?
Not only does he do that, but he stands in front of the woman's restroom, okay, and he asks him, okay, are you going number one or number two?
That is disgusting, Kenny. Lord have mercy. Well, I mean, so say the woman says number two. What, does he follow her in and wipe her ass or something? That don't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
It's very strange. Sounds like something Doug would do, to be honest. But that's just, you know, that's Doug.
I don't know.
Kenny, you still there, brother? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Amen. Well, you got that Grover Washington hack. Johnny, you okay, brother? You got the corona? Oh, Lord. Is Johnny there? Oh,
yeah,
Lord, I hope he's okay.
He hasn't hung up.
I hope he's all right. He was definitely coughing.
I was indisposed, sorry.
Amen. Kenny, you got
another call? I got a call that just came in. Okay.
Is it Doug? I can't wait to hear him. I want to hear Doug try to string a couple sentences together. Is it Douglas?
Good
no, it's
evening.
A 111.
Oh,
111.
Peter Paul.
Good evening. This is Mike Hunt, personal trainer and poet.
Oh.
Hey, Mike.
Mike Hunt. Shamal.
Good evening, gentlemen. Unfortunately, I'm here to report some bad news this week. I'll give a short, brief statement. I'm sorry to report all the bad news in the last few days. Uncle Tony has quit his show, and he's leaving Blog Talk. I wish he would stay. Joey's wife, Bridget, took the kids and ran away. It's been an awful week. We really need Pastor Ken to pray. Okay? Okay? Doug says he quit drinking, but is he sober today? If he drinks too much, vomit will spray. Uncle Tony has a new girlfriend. Maybe he'll finally get a lay. Or he'll sit on the couch and eat tons of junk food. 700 pounds he will weigh. So I ask Pastor Ken and Dr. Peter Paul Ventura to lead us through this bad month of May. I'm worried about Tony, Joe, and Doug. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Amen, brother.
That was good.
Very nice. I'm clapping.
Very good.
Very nice. Thank you, Mike. Mike blessed us with that. That was beautiful. Very beautiful.
Thank you,
amen.
Gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening,
Lord.
Mike. He's so talented with the poems.
I wonder if he thinks those out ahead of time or if he just does them spontaneously.
I don't know. That's a good question.
He's a very talented guy, Mike Hunt. He's a celebrity trainer. He's a poet. He's a Renaissance man, Kenny.
Well, Doug called in. Okay, do you want to talk to him?
No, I don't really want to talk to him. I just want to try to listen to him fight against the English language.
Watch the profanity too. I mean, we've already had bad experience with offensive language, like tickle grandpa's balls and stuff like that.
Come on,
we need
brother.
To be careful.
It was just an honest mistake, Johnny. Come on, brother. Thought we were forgetting about that. Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny. You can bring Doug on. Let him stay on as long as he doesn't curse or use profanity. I think that's fair. Do you think that's fair, Johnny?
Well, we'll see.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's bring Doug on. Hey, Doug.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Lord have mercy.
I'm doing fine.
So what's up? You tell these guys you're not drinking anymore. You're not drinking anymore. Okay.
Nope. I'm not.
Yeah.
At this moment, right now?
No, he's not drinking anymore. He quit.
Right.
Okay.
So what do you got to say?
Do you have any evidence of that?
Yeah.
And what?
Come on, ain't you going to make some funny noises and burps? And it's me doing it when it's not. Are you going to do that tonight?
No.
See, there you go.
I just want to hear you talk.
No, that was you.
Can you carry the show, Doug?
What? Can you interrupt me some more? What did you say?
Are you going to cry, Douglas? Don't cry on the show, brother.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. thanks for that permission.
Hey Douglas, why don't you talk some and carry the show, brother? Show how entertaining you can be.
Well, I don't make up a bunch of bull crap like you and talk about my dog and things like that. So, you know.
Oh, you hurt my feelings, Douglas. Come on, man. Why are you trying to hurt my feelings on the show?
Yeah,
you're
hurting my feelings.
You're trying to make me cry.
No, don't cry.
No, you're trying to make
Doug,
me cry. I'm not going to cry.
I'm not trying to make anyone cry.
Speaking of crying, Doug, do you know anything about what happened to Jason, our good friend Jason? We haven't heard from him in a couple months. What happened to him?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm asking you because I don't know.
Well, let's put it this way. If I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Well, that's very godly. Thank you for that needless hostility. Unjustified.
Yeah. Thanks for calling me a pedophile, too. You know.
If the shoe fits, shove it in your ass.
Okay. That's very godly.
Thank you very much. Let's keep it about the Lord. Come on now.
Okay. Yeah, Doug, I will say you are not profane, Doug, so therefore you're probably not drinking currently.
You have no idea.
Well, there's times when you talk like this, and then there's times where you just go, whoa, F.
That's probably when you were accusing me of being a pedophile and all this other stuff about my kids. You know, probably got me uptight.
No, usually you lead with that when you're really hammered. You start with that, and then it's very obvious from the start. You're just cursing.
Well, believe it or not, that is how I talk. So.
Well, you're not doing it now, though.
Look, I'm trying not to. It's called respect.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
So other times you call
baby.
In.
Kenny, are you still there, brother?
Yeah.
How you doing, man? You still on the line? I haven't heard you talk in 5 minutes, brother.
I was sitting there mentioning just a few seconds ago. Okay.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You got distracted.
Take other callers or something, or tell us a good word.
Did you miss it?
We got another call. It looks like it's Clay Douglas is calling in. Let's take Clay.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Clay, how you doing?
How you doing there, Kenny? How you doing there? Just calling in to see how you doing.
How
are
you doing, Kenny?
I'm okay. What'd you say there? What's all that cow noise?
I don't know.
Sounds like the cows that are outside my yard.
Do you have cows outside your yard? In your yard?
Yes, right next to my yard, there's a farmer, and the cows seem to go down and eat my grass.
It's not crabgrass.
I see it through the window.
It could be crabgrass. He lives in Texas, in Big Spring, Texas.
So it got seven leaves on it?
I'm thinking of pot.
Oh, it's crabgrass, I thought.
Yeah. So what you guys talking about?
We were just.
Is somebody at an
near an auction.
Candy.
I'm trying to figure out what is that noise.
Somebody, you, Clay, you auctioning off candy? You trying to get rid of Candy, Clay? You auctioning her?
Yeah, I'm trying to ask Kenny if Pastor Wanda is single.
Oh.
As I heard black women know how to give blowjobs.
Doug, can you
go? I want to know, Pastor Wanda wanted to come down my trailer, and she could help me out, because Candy doesn't want to do diddly squat.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Pastor Wanda might come over here, Kenny?
Well, no, she lives in Atlanta. Okay?
I could give her a one-way ticket.
Well,
there's a reason why God gave them lips.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Just keep it godly, Clay. Come on now, brother. Keep godly.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just kind of hard for me to get some poutine.
Lord.
Kim will break. He had a stroke.
Amen. Hey, Clay.
I heard once you go black, you won't be coming back.
Well, that may be true.
Well,
you're right,
Clay.
You're worried in heaven, man.
Give her my number.
Okay, if she ever calls me back again, I'll give her your number.
She calls about once
every
3 months.
All right,
you
got my number there, Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah, she calls about once every couple of months. She's supposed to be doing the Wednesday.
I think it's every first month, because that's when she received her check.
Well, she's supposed to do a Wednesday show. And she hasn't done it yet.
Ha! CPT.
So, anyway.
Amen.
So, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more shows on my platform here.
What the hell is that? Somebody have a
okay, so that way I don't have to keep doing a show every day. I haven't been.
Sounds like Mitch. Sounds like Mitch is barking.
I don't think that's Mitch, brother.
You find the cocaine pile again.
Nah, he's sleeping, brother. I gave him a tranquilizer. He's out. That's not me, bro.
Ken, what kind of shows are you looking for? What are you looking for here?
I'm trying to get Pastor Wanda to do the woman of God show. Okay, Daughters of the King. Okay, I wish he could.
Oh, wow.
Do that. For a woman audience, and just trying to get some other shows going. Maybe
Andy,
for
you think I could do a show, The Saved
yes.
American?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to keep them godly. I'm trying to keep them all godly.
Yeah, I keep it godly. I keep it godly. I went to Timothy Bible College, if you don't know.
Oh, I know.
Brick and mortar.
That might be a fake college.
By the state of America. Is that Bogart calling in on his phone or something or what?
No, I don't know what it is.
Ken, what about a night where you have Pastor Kent Hopper on and just have him just run the show for a night?
If I could trust him not to cuss, and keep a clean show, I would let him do that. But no, he won't keep a clean show. Okay.
You could do it for mature Christians only.
God.
What happened? I don't know if it's so funny, but what happened the last time Kent had your show? What happened?
Well, see, when it was me and him doing the shows on the basis, he was keeping it clean, but now, He's gotten into this not keeping things clean.
Kenny, what are you talking about? If he was on your show last and he was clean, then when was he not clean? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I mean, every time he comes on my show now, when he comes on my show, he's not keeping it clean. Okay.
That's because he's the fake Pastor Kent. Nowadays.
He calls you Bitch Kenny. Bitch Kenny. He calls you that.
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm quoting him. Ken will remember that Kent says that a lot. He calls him that name.
Yeah, because that's not really Kent. And
what?
You know it.
What?
So why are you being so stupid?
We got
not the real Ken.
We got a real live detective on the show tonight, Kenny. Doug the detective.
Here comes the insults. Insult time.
Oh, this is Doug Daniger.
Detective Douglas.
Doug Douglas.
Douglas Douglas. Sounds like some animal is getting pummeled, Kenny. What's going on, brother?
I don't know.
Was that Dominguez?
No, that was a donkey.
Oh, well, Kenny, who would know, bro? Kenny, you've been destroying Donkey Hole now? What's wrong with you, brother?
I don't mess with donkeys. I don't mess with horses.
Kenny, you know the sound of a donkey getting boned? That's crazy.
No, I simply said that was a donkey.
Well, of course, I didn't know it was a donkey because I ain't never laid pipe to a donkey, but you knew.
Kenny, I didn't lay pipe to a donkey.
Kenny, you need to find the Lord for real, brother. The Lord is not inside a donkey's asshole, okay, Kenny? I know you were looking in there, but the Lord is not in there. I promise you.
I know where the Lord is. I know he's not in a donkey's asshole.
Kenny.
Keep it godly now.
Amen.
Oh. Kenny.
Yeah. Amen.
What are you doing? Kenny, why are you all silent, brother? You masturbating, Kenny?
No, I'm not masturbating.
Okay, I'm just making sure, Kenny. I never know with you, brother. When you get all silent and start breathing heavy, it's scary to me. You know, the Lord might be, the devil might be crawling up in your asshole, Kenny. I don't know, brother.
We got a telephone call. Somebody's calling from area code 224. bring them on.
Bring them on.
Yeah,
for
you.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh.
Hello, this is Baby Joey. I'm trying to find my daddy. I'm in a strange place. I don't know these people. I'm scared.
Lord have mercy.
Can you tell my mommy is sick?
What's your name, son?
My name is Joey.
Kenny, there's a child on your show, brother. There is a child on your show, Kenny.
I'm Baby Joey.
Keep your hands to yourself, Doug.
Kenny,
yeah,
help him, Kenny.
I'm really, really, really scared, okay? I'm in this strange place. There's these black kids that watch people pee-pee. And they took my hat.
That's you, DC.
That's not me. That's Joe Gibson. That's Joe Gibson's fan. This is Joe Gibson's boyfriend.
Daddy.
It's Joe Gibson's
my
daddy's boyfriend.
So mean to me. I just want my dad.
This Joe
that's
Gibson.
Isn't that Tony Gaga talking?
No, that's Joe Gibson.
It's Joey
Gibson, the 38th, man. Come on.
Yes.
Hello, motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah, say it. It's so
will
hot.
Will you guys
find my
daddy? Call him.
I don't know. Who's your dad?
Joe.
Kenny, why are you asking a little kid who's your daddy? That's disgusting.
Oh, no. Here comes my mommy. I gotta hide the phone. I'll be back.
No, I'm asking who is your dad?
I know, that's disgusting, Kenny. That's grotesque, man. You a godly man.
Why you gotta be freaking like that, man? What's wrong with you?
Kenny, what are you talking? Why are you yelling at me, Kenny?
Okay.
Kenny, what is wrong with you?
Don, it's always your fault, Don. Come on.
He hates blacks, man. That's all it is. He hates Grover. He hates me. Kenny, you rake.
Whatever. Okay, I'm going to play a song. Okay?
Play Family 3, the God of Shabbat Shalom.
Yes,
is that Yiddish?
Well, I'm going to do the prophetic message. But Father says today, you were not bought at a discount. Okay, the purchase price of redemption was the heaven's best. When I gave my only son, I emptied the banks of heaven and bankrupted the vault of glory to redeem you and bring you out of many waters. I say to you this day that sin shall not have dominion over you. Okay, sickness shall not have dominion over you. Lack will not have dominion over you. For the precious blood is working to cause you to come out of the house of bondage and to ride in the high places of the earth. Rise up this day, says God. No more low living. No more living your life or dialing your life down to the lowest common denominator. The hosts of heaven are in attendance. The breakers of my glory are coming over you. The earth shall hear the heavens, and the heavens shall hear the earth. And a new day will dawn in your life. A new day has come, says the Father, when the plowman overtakes the reaper, and the things beneath will no longer in your life pollute the things above. This is your season. This is the hour of your full and final adjudication before my throne and in the earth, says God. Amen. Okay? This word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Well, my show decided to take a little bit of a turn for the worse. Okay, Bishop John Cornelius, okay, coming off with trying to be cute, okay. Okay, he's asking a kid a simple question, okay? He doesn't kind of come off and be dirty about it, okay? All right. No, probably not going to come on Discord either, okay? I think I'm getting tired of all the craziness, okay, that's going on with Discord, okay? Okay, so tomorrow night we're gonna have a show, Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, it's gonna go on. Hopefully, I'm gonna do a show every day this week. Okay, I know I've been lacking in the past. Okay, but maybe this week I can do it. Okay, it just all depends on how I feel. Okay, if I get winded, you know, if I don't feel good, then I won't do the show. Okay, and the way I look at it like this, okay, it's my blog talk. I pay for it. Okay, whether I do one show a week, whether I do six shows a week, okay, it doesn't matter. It's not like I got somebody paying for me. Okay, with that being said, God bless you all. Okay. And have a good night. Pastor Kent doesn't pay nothing, okay? Okay, turn McGillicuddy. Okay, why don't you shut your mouth? Okay, you're a starter of crap. Okay, you know nothing. You're a dumbass. Okay? Yes, you heard me say it on my radio. You're a dumbass. Okay? Good night, everybody. God bless.